By the way, Christina, when is Nancy going to leave for New York?
She's already gone. She left last Friday.
The office won't seem the same without her. But we certainly gave her a great farewell party.
Yes, but was it really a surprise?
Well, I think so. Didn't you ask everyone not to say anything about the party?
Of course I did. But I think somebody gave the surprise away.
Who would do anything like that?
Mrs. Sampson might. You know she can't keep a secret. And she and Nancy are such good friends.
Didn't you warn her to be careful about what she said?
I told her not to say a word.
Well, surprise or not, I'm sure Nancy had a good time. She was smiling and laughing all evening.
And crying a little, too. She asked everyone to come and visit her in New York.
And everyone was asking her to write or to call or, best of all, to come back.
We're all going to miss her. Just about everybody in the office working for Nancy in the correspondence section.
Yes, and she is a true friend and always tries to help everyone.
It won't be too long before I see her again. I'm going to New York next month, and she invited me to stay with her.
That'll be wonderful. Anyway, she's still working with the same company, so I'm sure we'll get to talk to each other on the phone pretty often.
What happened to Nancy? What did her colleagues do for her? Which of the following is not true about Mrs. Sampson? According to the conversation, who is going to New York the following month?